Well, it is a long-standing critique, and the problem with the framework at the moment is that power is seen as more or less kind of neutral, and almost like a technical issue. So the veterans know because they've been around longer than the novices. So they know the solutions because technically they kind of understand the environment better, and it's a matter of inculcating the novices into it. And what they don't. The framework doesn't really take into account is the fact that sometimes it's not what you know, but who knows what. So it's who pronounces that X type of knowledge is important rather than what that knowledge is. And we've all got examples of where a procedure or a policy in an organization is pursued, not because it's the most rational or it's the most popular or anything else, but it's basically the procedure that where the power is actually wants it to happen. So I think there's that sort of issue. The other part of that is that quite often novices in one situation are experts in another. So while the entry to a particular environment might be uncertain of the rules, not know as well as people have been around for a long time, they are quite often very expert in quite a lot of different things, and they bring that expertise with them. And the framework doesn't quite do that justice. And sometimes novices can challenge received wisdom within the environment and say, well, that's a ridiculous way of doing it. And the people that have been there a long time are just doing it out of some kind of habitual adherence to some old way of doing stuff, and they don't like being challenged. So it's the social location or the politics of knowledge in the workplace which tends to be underemphasized in the Wengerian view.